It's been wonderful to worship with you again.
很高兴能够跟大家一起来敬拜。
And I'm trusting God to bless me and to bless every one of you.
我相信神会祝福我的讲道，也会祝福在座的每一位。
There is one thing that everybody in this room wants with all their heart.
有一件东西在座的每一位都会很想要。
You want it for your children, for your family, for your parents.
你想要你的孩子拥有它，你想要你的家庭拥有它，你想要你的父母拥有它。
And everybody outside this room, wherever they live around the world, want the same thing.
而且不仅是在这间屋子以内，在全世界的所有人都想要同一样东西。
And that one thing is happiness.
而这件事就是喜乐。
Generally, the search for happiness is universal.
追寻喜乐的这种想法是普世的。
And the American Declaration of Independence actually wrote it down as a right of every citizen.
而在美国的独立宣言当中，他也记录说，去追寻幸福是每一个人的权利。
Happiness is hard to define, is it not?
喜乐是很难被定义的，不是吗？
Mostly we associate it with the emotion of joy.
我们很多时候把它认为是一种快乐。
In the English word, it's got an interesting background.
而在英语里面呢，它有一个很有意思的背景故事。
The word happiness comes from the same root as the word happen.
这个词 happiness 它和就是快乐的意思，它和另外一个词就是发生有同样的词根。
So in a room full of people gambling with dice,
在一个房间里面如果有很多人在投骰子在赌博的话，
If the dice happen to roll the right way, then the gambler is happy.
如果那个骨子正好发生在于那个数字的话呢，这个赢的人他们就会觉得很高兴。
So in this sense, happiness is chained to circumstance.
而在这个语境下面呢，这种快乐是和一种情境连在一起的。
One author declared the search for happiness as being like hunting a wounded deer.
也有人把这个追寻幸福的这个过程描述为你在追逐一只受伤的小鹿。
So you pursue it over mountains and down valleys.
你追着这只小鹿越过高山，越过低谷。
You swim across rivers to find it.
你游过大河去寻找它的踪迹。
And you spend all this energy, and when you catch up with it,
你用了很多很多的精力，但当你最终终于追上它的时候。
It has died.
它已经死了。
And it's starting to rot.
而且它已经开始腐烂了。
So it's rather smelly.
而且它有一种很不好闻的气味了。
So happiness in this sense is not what Psalm 1 is talking about.
而诗篇第一节所说的并不是这种快乐。
The translation I'm going to read right now says, Oh, the joy of the certain people.
我现在要读的这个版本英语是说，那些喜乐的人。
So here it is, Psalm 1 from the Living Bible.
这是诗篇第一篇从这个 Living Bible 是活水的版本。
Oh, the joys of those who do not follow evil men's advice.
这个其实这翻译，看，那些不听从恶人计谋的人的喜乐啊。
Who do not hang around with sinners scoffing at the things of God.
那些不占罪恶人的道路，不做亵慢人座位的人。
But they delight in doing everything God wants them to.
但他们每当做符合神心意的事的时候，他们心中就高兴。
And day and night are always meditating on his laws.
他们昼夜思想，神的律法。
and thinking about ways to follow him more closely.
想要更紧密地去跟从他的律法。
They are like trees along a river bank.
他们好像在河边的树。
Bearing luscious fruit in each season without fail.
按时候结果子。
Their leaves shall never wither, and they shall, and all they do shall prosper.
叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
But for sinners, what a different way!
但是对罪人来说，这是完全的不同。
They blow away like chaff before the wind.
他们像糠秕被风吹散。
They are not safe on judgment day.
当审判的那一日来临的时候，他们会不安全。
They shall not stand among the godly.
他们不能和那些属神的人站在一起。
For the Lord watches over all the plans and paths of godly men.
因为神看顾那些义人的道路。
But the paths of the godless lead to doom.
而恶人的道路却必灭亡。
So let's think about this joy that the Bible speaks about.
让我们来想一下在圣经当中所说的这种喜乐。
The word blessed, go to the next slide, please. The word blessed there is really a plural word, not a singular word.
这里的这些人或者是这个蒙福的人，他在英文当中本来是一个复数的词。
So one commentator says that it describes a person who is as one in a thousand.
在解经家当中，他认为说这是描绘出了一个人在千人之中的一个人。
He stands head and shoulders above everybody else because he is so blessed or full of joy.
因为他是如此的蒙福，他在人群当中是鹤立鸡群的这样的一个形象。
Now I wonder as you think about your life this morning, where you would place yourself on the scale of joy, according to this psalm.
如果大家今天早上能够想一想，如果按照这个诗篇第一篇对于喜乐的解释，你大概能够在这个记分板上会是一个怎么样的成绩？
The word bless is first used in the Old Testament in the book of Numbers.
这个蒙福最早是在旧约圣经当中的民数记当中被用到。
And the priests are told that this is the way to bless the nation of Israel.
当时的祭司会告诉，在当中会说， 就是这是你怎么样去祝福以色列民的方法。
And here's how it goes. The Lord bless and keep you.
而就是神祝福并且保守你。
The Lord make his face to shine upon you.
神的脸光照你。
The Lord be gracious to you.
神向你有怜悯。
The Lord lift up his countenance upon you.
神把他的国度放在你的肩上。
The Lord give you peace.
神把平安带给你。
So everything comes from the Lord God.
每一件事情都是从我们的父神而来。
He makes you joyful and keeps you in your joy.
他使你喜乐，并且让你常常在喜乐之中。
We read each other by the light of our faces.
我们通过我们彼此脸上的光互相认识。
We know when somebody is angry with us because we can see their face.
我们知道有些人生气是因为我们可以看到他的表情。
And you know when people enjoy your company because their face shows it.
而你也知道有些人很喜欢跟你在一起，因为他们的脸也告诉你这个事儿。
So this blessing says the Lord make his face to shine upon you.
而这个蒙福或者是神祝福的人就是说神向你他的脸上是有光的。
And graciously lift up his countenance upon you.
而且很充满怜悯，充满祝福的把他的国度带给你。
So this is where all happiness or biblical joy comes from.
这就是真正的喜乐，或者是我们圣经上所说的喜乐的源泉。
And since the word blessed is a plural word in the Hebrew,
而因为这个蒙福在希伯来文当中是一个复数。
It is saying there is an abundance of this sort of blessing in certain people.
他是说这些人他们所领受到的祝福是丰盛的。
So that when we look at it in the original Hebrew language,
所以当我们看希伯来文原文的时候
We find in the next slide, please, that in the Authorized or King James version of the Bible,
在 King James 的这个圣经版本当中
You see, blessed is the man, the word is there is in italics, do you notice that?
这里写的说是蒙福的是怎样一种人，但这个是它是斜体的。
And that tells us that the word was not in the original. The translators provided the word to help us make sense of it.
这就提示我们说这个是在原文当中是没有的，在译者的当中，他加了这个词去帮我们理解这个经文。
So it should be read as an exclamation.
所以按照原文，它是应该带有一个惊叹号的。
Maybe like this.
好像是这样子。
How blessed!
如此的蒙福
The man that does not walk.
那些不从罪不从恶人计谋的人
Blessed the man.
如此的蒙福啊不占罪恶道路罪人道路的人
And it could be translated also, oh, how happy the person, or how much is the happiness of this person.
或者是哦那个人的喜乐是何等的大
So it's referring in the next slide to contentment.
这个就是指的那种心满意足的状态。
And satisfaction with life.
对于生活的每一个方面都是非常满意的。
And peacefulness or serenity.
而且还其中还有一种平静安乐的平安。
So I'm sure that we all want to know how do I come by this sort of life.
所以我相信大家都在想说我到底要怎样才能拥有这样一个生命呢
And the psalm tells us.
而诗篇第一节第一篇就这样告诉我们
Firstly, and not to spend too much time on the certain things such a person avoids.
第一就是你要去避免做这些事情。做一些事情
namely walking in the counsel of the ungodly
就是不从恶人的计谋
and of course we surrounded by ungodly counsel
当然我们身边有很多的恶人
the message comes through movies
有很多信息从电影当中
and advertisements
从广告当中
and the message is always pressing in on us
这些商业的信息经常影响我们的生命。
And when you start walking in the counsel of the ungodly,
而且当你听从他们的计谋走他们的道路的时候
you will soon be standing in the way of sinners.
你就会站在他们的道路之中。
So you start by walking in the counsel and then you stop to listen.
你一开始的时候是先从了恶人的计谋，然后呢，你就站到了罪人的道路上。
And the next thing you're sitting down with them and are scornful of God and of His counsel.
然后接下来你就坐下来和这个亵慢人在一起，在他们的座位上。
So a truly blessed person avoids that.
一个真正蒙福的人，他知道去避免这些。
And then there's a delightful contrast here.
而在这里有一个非常令人高兴的一个对比。
In contrast to that, this blessed person who is as one in 1,000,
就是和这些就是听从恶人的计谋形成对比的是这个千就是万里挑一的人，他是这样做的。
He delights in the law of the Lord.
他喜爱耶和华的律法。
Now you notice it says he delights in the law of the Lord and not under the law of the Lord.
他是在耶和华的律法之中觉得喜乐，他并不是服在这个律法的权柄之下。
And there's a big difference between being under something.
这个有一个区别就是，如果你觉得你是被这个律法所束缚、所捆绑
，and being in it，
或者是你就在其中。
So if I'm carrying a bucket of water，
如果我提着一篮水
，I am under the burden of the water. It's heavy.
如果我把它扛在肩上，我在它之下的话，我就会觉得很重。
It's not a delight.
这好像不让人喜乐了。
But when I delight in water。
但是当我在水中很喜乐的时候是什么样呢
？I put on my swimming trunks.
我穿上我的泳裤。
And I dive in.
我就游到这个水之中去。
And I surf the waves.
我在其中冲浪。
And I enjoy the water.
我就真的是在这个水中感到喜乐。
And in this sense, we delight in the law of the Lord.
然后就是从这个意义上面，我们在耶和华的律法之中感到喜乐。
And then he says, such a blessed person meditates in the word of God day and night.
接下来，这个经文说，这个人昼夜思想耶和华的律法。
And that in itself may present a problem to you.
这句话本身可能会给大家带来一些困惑。
Does this mean that I have to occupy myself just with meditation?
我应该让我的时间都用来去思想吗？冥想吗
？So we've got to define the word meditate.
所以我们需要来定义一下这里所说的这个思想。
And we can best do that by thinking about the symptoms of love.
我们最好的例子就是想象一下你在恋爱之中。
I truly love my wife.
我非常爱我的妻子。
And she is never far from my thoughts.
她从来都很，就是我的思想从来不会离开她。
And when we are apart from each other, I often ask, I wonder what she's doing now.
当我们不在一起的时候，我经常会想她现在正在做什么呢
？And the love of a person fills your mind and your heart.
当你全心的爱一个人的时候，这个人就会占据你的思想和身心。
And even dictates your actions.
而且会影响你的行动。
And this is the sense in which we meditate on the Lord both day and night.
这就是我们要怎样去昼夜思想神的律法。
Like a love affair, he is in our hearts and minds.
就好像是热恋中的人一样，他会占据我们的整个身心。
And we often think about him and his ways.
我们经常去想他的。他和他的律法。
So this is the product that such a lifestyle produces.
而这样的生活方式所带来的就是这样的结果。
And the psalmist uses the picture of a tree.
诗篇用一棵树的形象来表达这个结果。
He says the tree is first of all planted.
首先这棵树是被栽种的。
This means that it is deliberately set somewhere by God.
它是被神特意放在某个地方的。
And then it is planted by rivers of living water.
而它是被种在这个生命河旁边的。
So when a drought like the California drought comes along,
当这个像加州一样这样的大旱来的时候
The tree's roots are into many sources of nourishment.
这个树还是可以得到很多的滋养。
And therefore it bears fruit in season.
而因此呢它按时候结果子。
And the leaf does not wither, doesn't grow brown and the leaves don't fall off.
叶子也不枯干。
And that means that this tree prospers.
这就证明说这棵树是非常的丰盛，非常的旺盛的。
And you will notice the contrast that when we defined happiness in the beginning, we said it was circumstantial.
而跟我们之前说的那种就是在情境当中的快乐不一样的是
，Whereas this is describing something outside of circumstances.
这里的这棵树，它的这种繁盛，它是超越现在的这种境况的。
And you can see the contrast very beautifully when you consider it.
而且我们可以进一步看到这个对比。
Because those who do not do that, their lives, says the psalmist, are like chaff.
因为接下来，诗篇就说，恶人的生命好像是糠秕一样。
And here is a picture of somebody winnowing the wheat.
这是一个，照片是有一些人扬起这个麦子。
And you can see the chaff are just the empty husks.
而这些糠秕就是这些空的壳子。
So I wonder as you evaluate your life this morning.
而当我们今天早上在估量我们自己的生命的时候。
Whether you would say of yourself, I am like a tree planted by the rivers of living water.
你是说我是像一棵树栽在溪水旁呢？
Or if you disconnected from God, the Creator.
还是你已经和我们的神，我们的造物主断开了连接？
And lacking peace and purpose in your life.
在你的生命当中缺少平安、喜乐和目的。
And always asking why, because you don't understand life and its purpose.
你总是在问为什么，因为你不明白生命之正的目的。
You would be describing a life that is empty.
你会感觉你的生命好像是非常空虚的。
And this is the life that the psalmist describes as chaff.
而这就是被诗篇形容为糠秕的生命。
Now, in contrast, a tree that's planted and cultivated.
和它形成对比的是一棵被栽种在溪水旁的树。
Looks more like this one.
看起来比较像这张照片。
This one actually bears 40 different types of fruit because of grafting.
而这棵树因为就是嫁接技术的关系，它一棵树上可以长40多种水果。
And as it says, including peaches and plums and apricots and nectarines.
有桃子，有樱桃，有一堆不同的水果。
Absolutely. And the tree has been planted and grafted and sculpted according to the purpose of the gardener.
这棵树被不断的修剪栽培，按照这个园艺匠的这个心意。
So in the next slide, you see a close-up of some of the fruit that grows on this tree.
下面一张图里面大家可以看到这棵树上长的一些果子。
And it is prospering and thriving because the gardener is cultivating it.
它不断的生长那么旺盛，是因为有一个园艺匠在不断的栽培它。
So, if we go to the next slide, we see that these blessed people delight in doing everything God wants them to.
这些蒙福的人，他们的喜乐就是源于他们做一切神想让他们做的事。
And day and night they are thinking of Him, and their minds and hearts are full of Him.
然后昼夜他们的脑中都充满了神的国度。
So, the blessed person is blessed not because of religion or because of doing things.
那些蒙福的人，他们并不是因为他们的宗教信仰蒙福，或者是因为他们所做的事情蒙福。
The person is blessed because they are in communion with God.
那些蒙福的人之所以蒙福，是因为他们和神有这个连结。
It's more like a love affair going on.
就好像跟神在谈恋爱一样。
A love affair with none other than God Himself.
就是和这一位创造主。
And we sang, I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene.
我们刚刚唱过，我们在神的同在之中，我们就感到喜乐。
And therefore we should be even more amazed that God offers us His friendship and His love.
我们应该更多的就是觉得惊讶，觉得奇妙，因为神把他的这种友谊，把他的同在带给我们。
And in the next slide, we see that this is not Christianity is not a religious burden like carrying a bucket of water around.
而我们可以再次看到，就是我们的信仰不是一种负担，它不是好像要你背一桶水。
It is rather delighting in someone who loves us.
而是在神对我们的深深的爱之中觉得喜乐。
So I recall when I was courting my wife.
在我和我的妻子谈恋爱的时候。
I lived about 200 miles away.
我们大概住的有200公里远。
I was in seminary and was in classes every Monday through Friday.
我在神学院周一到周五都有课。
And every Friday classes ended at about noon.
而每个周五的时候，基本上中午之后就没有课了。
At 11:12, because I didn't have a motor car of my own.
在一过十二点呢，因为我没有车。
I was on the road thumbing a ride to go and see the woman I loved.
我就冲到那个路上去见我的爱人。
Sometimes I'd get a ride quickly, it would be about 4 hours later, I would be in the town.
有的时候我可以很快就从那个路上找到车子，有的时候要很久。
And sometimes it took 12 hours, I got short rides all the way.
甚至有的时候我一段一段的搭别人的车可能要12个小时。
And not once did I think, oh gosh, this is terrible.
而我没有一次觉得说啊，这个实在是太糟了。
Every time I was thinking about being with her.
每一次我都想到我马上就要见到她了。
So there was no duty in what I was doing.
这种就是去见她并不是一个责任。
If there had been duty, I would have been watching my clock.
如果这是一种责任的话，我大概要看很多很多次时间。
And complaining about the whole thing.
然后抱怨这整一件事情。
But because I was love struck,
但是因为我是被爱充满的
，it transformed the journey into one of joy.
这样子辛苦的旅程，就会变成一段充满喜乐的旅程。
So I want to ask you this morning to answer this question.
所以我希望大家今天早上能够回答这个问题。
Do you know God personally and with a loving as in a love affair.
你是不是真的自己认识这位基督，并且和他有这种爱的关系呢
？The psalmist told us, "Without him, your life is like chaff."
诗篇告诉我们，没有他的话，你的人生就像糠秕一样。
Are you just doing your duty as a religious person?
你是不是只是完成一个你作为宗教人士的一个责任呢？
Or are you cultivating a love affair with God?
还是你在培养你和主之间这种爱的关系？
And if you need to speak to people,
如果你需要和别人说话的话，
you probably know who the elders of this congregation are.
大家应该知道我们当中的长老是谁。
And I urge you to have a conversation with them about what we've talked this morning.
我希望大家如果需要的话，都可以和我们的长老谈一谈我们今天早上的信息。
Let us all pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Almighty God, you made us for yourself.
主啊，你创造我们。
And it is only in finding you that we find true joy in this life.
只有通过找到你，我们才能找到生命当中真正的喜乐。
And now, Lord God, as you've spoken your word to us,
主啊，当你向我们说话的时候，
we thank you that it is an invitation to know and love you.
我们感谢你，因为你让我们能够明白你，能够被你邀请。
In response to your love and knowledge of us,
回应你的爱。
And we ask you to make our lives like trees planted and cultivated.
我们向你祷告，希望我们每个人的生命都像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
That we may bear fruit in our season.
按时候结果子。
And our leaves may never wither.
叶子也不枯干。
To your glory, Amen.
在你的荣光之中，阿门。
Thank you, Samantha.
Thank you.
We thank pastors' encouragement and reminding us to